My name's Elizabeth Marie Kissinger. I'm in third grade, Mrs. Miller's class.
Kissinger is eating lunch at Evergreen Elementary School. On her plate, she has a ham and mustard sandwich on white bread, salad, raw zucchini and squash, and an orange. She says school lunch has changed a lot since last year, and one difference is that there's less variety.
Last year, they had, like, a surprise, like, every day, but now it's not really a surprise. Because, every day is a sandwich.
But she still likes her lunches.
It's really cool. You can make stuff out of it. Today I had zucchini and lettuce, so I made a salad.
Wrangell students are noticing differences in their lunches because the district dropped its full-scale lunch program in exchange for a supplemental food program. Instead of a hot lunch, students receive a sandwich with raw fruit and vegetables at the same price. Last spring, the school board didn't know how much money it would get from the state, so it came close to scrapping the entire food program. It left the National School Lunch Program, which typically reimburses the Wrangell District for about half of its food program cost. The school board also canceled its contract with Nana Management Services, which had two employees working about 20 hours per week to prepare hot meals. But then the district created a new lunch program by reassigning one existing school district employee to spend 2 hours a day preparing food.
I prepare 80 meals a day. It's about 60 at the elementary and 15 to 20 over here at the high school, middle school. Sandwiches, wraps, and I started doing egg salad with crackers, which they love.
Leanne Martin is an accounting clerk for the district and the new food production manager. She wants to start making soup for the students, too.
I think it's going good. We have a lot less throwaway, and the kids are able to choose what they want to take instead of us forcing them to have everything. They're eating more because they get to choose what they take.
School board members and parents were skeptical that one person could provide food for the students while working just 2 hours a day. Martin says she's working within that time frame and staying within budget. When the supplemental school lunch plan was proposed, school officials said it would save the district $60,000 to $70,000 a year. But district business manager Pam Roop says savings will be around a third of that amount. She says food costs are under budget for now, but that could change. The budget for this year's supplemental food program is close to $58,000, and the budget for last year's lunch program was three times that. But federal reimbursements brought the actual cost to the district down to about $77,000 for last year. Roop says she thinks the program is working and it's getting mixed reviews.
My name is Johnny Larson and I'm in fifth grade and I'm just eating a ham sandwich.
Larson says she ate school lunches last year too, and comparing this year's lunch to last year's,
I don't really like it as much, but it's fine.
A lot more vegetables and we can serve ourselves.
Fourth grade student Sean McDonald thinks this lunch is very different from last year's.
Now there's no milk for some reason.
So what do you drink?
Nothing.
We drink water.
Water or nothing.
Some students say they bring lunch because they don't like the lunches that the school provides. This year, participation in the school food program is about half of what it was in the first 2 months of last year. School lunch consumption has been decreasing in Wrangell since 2012. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katerina Sestarek.